persuasion.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has canned the city's fire chief. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Kristen Crowley's removal is effective immediately. Her firing wasn't unexpected. Her relationship with Bass has been rocky in recent weeks. She had criticized a 2% cut to the department's budget, which she said may have affected response times and available resources during the wildfires.
The mayor was in Africa when the fires broke out. She says she would have cut her trip short had Chief Crowley told her about the high wind predictions. Three people were killed in a shooting outside a motor vehicle office in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville Metro Police Major Donald Beckman.
There does not seem to be a public threat at this point in time as it relates to this incident.
No arrests have been made. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is expected to announce job cuts at the Defense Department next. CBS's Natalie Brand is at the White House.
As workers' unions fight back in court, a judge ruled Thursday the firings can continue for now, saying the challenges have to go through the Federal Labor Relations Authority, which handles disputes between unions and federal agencies.
Pope Francis will have to stay in the hospital for at least another week as he fights off pneumonia. Dr. Sergio Alfieri says the Pope's condition is not life-threatening.
One patient of 88 years old with chronic Lyme disease, and you have some infection, virus, mycetes, and bacteria. He's critical condition, but he's fine now.
A federal judge has paused the Justice Department's request to drop the corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Jake Rosen has more.
As of now, Mayor Adams' criminal trial, which is expected for mid-April, has been cleared off the calendar, and that on March 7th, there will be another hearing in this case after the friend of the court, this man, Paul Clement, files answers to the judge's questions about basically the agreement between the Department of Justice and Mayor Adams and his attorneys to drop these charges through at least November.
It's a growing health scare.
A measles outbreak in rural West Texas has grown to 90 cases across seven counties, with 16 people hospitalized. Nearly all of the cases involve children and teens. Lubbock, Texas daycare owner Michael Sandoval is keeping a close eye on the growing measles outbreak.
We've known about it, prepping for it, just kind of doing the same things that we normally do when it comes to sickness.
There are now 9 confirmed measles cases in nearby eastern New Mexico. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Soul singer Jerry Butler has died.
So listen to me, get up off your knees, so let the strong survive.
The 3-time Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was 85. Rough day on Wall Street. Dow's down 726 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports Kenosha-based Snap-on will be the title sponsor for the 2025 IndyCar Racing Weekend at the historic Milwaukee Mile. The event, now called the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 Weekend, will feature a main race on Sunday, which will be broadcast nationally. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. If your kid takes a bus to school in Racine, you may need to perform an update. Racine Unified officials say First Student is releasing a new app to track and keep tabs on school buses. The new First View OnePoint app is said to be better with tracking and getting real-time alerts about bus locations. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116 to 110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending, he was flying around, he was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior, he's more seasoned, he's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start to melting warm up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hey, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
Doing pretty well. Dick Graceffa does high school sports for us. And boy, we're getting real near the end of the high school basketball season, aren't we?
Yeah, we got two regular season games left. Both will air on WRJN. So, and then it'll be my time of the year, the exciting time, tournament time.
Well, we'll get to tonight's game here in just a second, but are you starting to get a picture of how the tournament's going to shape up?
Yes, I am. Pretty much, we're probably going to have two teams that'll get number one seeds. That would be Park and Racine Lutheran. Then you have Racine St. Catharines. They'll either be a two or a three seed. I give those numbers out because that means if you get a one or two seed, typically you go pretty far in the tournament. You at least get to the second round, you know, the second week, I should say, of which is sectionals, and then you have a very good chance possibly to get to Madison. So and again, there's other teams that are very competitive in our area that could surprise some people, but those are probably the three to keep an eye on.
Well, you said that you have some teams that could surprise people. Let me ask you this. How often do you see real upsets in the tournament?
typically the first round, you don't see many upsets, but when you get to regional semis and regional finals, you can start seeing upsets all across the state. So be ready for anything is what I tell people when they ask me that.
Well, I can hear the excitement in your voice. You're ready for it. I can tell.
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's talk about tonight's matchup. There's a game tonight on WRJN.
Yeah, tonight we have Waterford visiting Union Grove, and this is a big ball game for Waterford, because if they win tonight, it sets up that last game of the year, which will air on WRJN, when Waterford will host Wastosia Central, and that will be then for the Southern Lakes Crown, as they'll both come in with only one loss. So tonight, with Waterford going to Union Grove, the first time they played at Waterford, Union Grove gave them a very good game. They only lost by 3 or 4 points, I recall. And that game was at Waterford. So Waterford can't take Union Grove lightly tonight. They got to come to play and not be looking, you know, ahead to the game the following week.
Yeah, one game at a time. That's what everybody always says.
That's what they say, yes.
All right, broadcast details.
Okay, so we'll tip it off tonight at 6. We'll have pregame at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 tonight.
All right, Dick, have a good call tonight, and get ready for that tournament.
Thanks, Kurt. We'll talk to you next week.
High school basketball tonight on WRJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. And it's all brought to you by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscscenter.com, or you can visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And now, if you miss Paul on the air, it's all available on demand, too, at WRJN.com.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Please, Susie.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And a study finds that 9 out of 10 $1 bills carry bacteria. Gross. I'm not carrying my singles under my tongue anymore.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and UW Badger men's basketball, WRJN. In fact, tomorrow, Wisconsin plays host to Oregon. You can hear that game right here on WRJN. The pregame's at 10, the tip-off's at 11. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha company is helping to sustain Milwaukee racing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports Kenosha-based Snap-on will be the title sponsor for the 2025 IndyCar Racing Weekend at the historic Milwaukee Mile. That's set to take place August 23rd and 24th. The event, now called the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 Weekend, will feature a main race on Sunday, which will be broadcast nationally. With a major warm-up headed our way and temperatures tapping the 40s, remember that no ice is safe ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
No pets at Petland were harmed after smoke filled the store last night. An electric issue apparently was to blame. There's more about that response last night today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start to melting warm up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's time to play Can You Guess? The average one of these lasts just 2 to 3 seconds. The average what? Human dream. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. You know, snowplow safety, emergency vehicle awareness, that sort of thing. The program's aim is to promote safety. Here are the Beatles on WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Calendar on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Going to be a nice day tomorrow. It's warming up a little bit. That's good news. It's going to be a good day to be in downtown Racine for the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. It's tomorrow from noon till 4. There's going to be 10 locations, each serving up chili. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids. There's going to be ice sculpting going on. Lots of fun. All runs from noon till 4 tomorrow in downtown Racine. You want to learn more? Click on the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Years WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 10 above. Tomorrow, up to 29. Sunday, up to 36.
You left a good job in the city.
J.N. Standing here all alone.
without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me. Don't you care? 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 Don't you care?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Fallout from last month's Los Angeles area wildfires. Mayor Karen Bass has dismissed Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
We all know that 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch. These actions required her removal.
The mayor says Crowley also refused to file an after-action report on the fires. Crowley claims city budget cuts hampered her department. This just in, a judge appointed by President Trump has rejected a request by the American Foreign Service Association to stop the administration's dismantling of USAID. The judge found the association did not meet the irreparable harm they needed to show to get injunctive relief. That clears the way for the administration to pull thousands of USAID staffers off the job. The administration is expected to cut jobs at the Defense Department next. Liz Alvarado of Kansas City is one of thousands of IRS workers being let go.
I wish it would have been handled a lot better than it was. I wish they would have looked at performance and not just the date I started.
Kansas City is home to thousands of federal workers. The mayor is urging them to stay in public service. The Justice Department is pushing for more leniency for January 6th defendants who are facing other charges. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us about one case.
Newly appointed U.S. attorney in Ocala.